That's right, folks. It is the Halloween special of Kayak Fishing Radio Mid-Atlantic. And welcome. I'm your host, Mark the Lenny Crew Wheeler. And again, welcome. It's the Halloween special, post-Sandy special. I apologize for not broadcasting last weekend. Last week, I was driving back from the Jackson Kayak Factory. And the dealer summit was an excellent time. We'll talk about that tonight. We'll talk about Sandy and how you can help. And what the forecast is going to look like coming up. All right. Let's start with Sandy, or the situation up in New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, places like that. I know a large portion of the listening area is still without power. Best of luck to all of them. If you want to donate to help those people out up there, the Red Cross is your best bet. You know the money's not going to go to someone else's pocket. It's going to actually be able to help people. So for more information, go to redcross.com. I believe it's a website, actually. How else do I find out before I tell y'all? Red Cross. Man, long day. Redcross.org, excuse me, if you want to donate anything to those up there in need. Be greatly appreciated. I know that New Jersey was hit very hard. That's Matt Trucks, Yak Chum, and a few other of our listeners, along with Connecticut and pretty much the whole Northeast. So Hammerhead, oh man, I forget the names all of a sudden, but Hammerhead and the rest of those guys up there in New England, hopefully you guys have the power back on. You're listening in. All right. Let's get to this dealer summit. And what the dealer summit is these kayak manufacturers invite their dealers out to their factory or a certain designated location and basically, you know, teach them up on their kayaks, on their products, stuff like that. And Jackson had theirs last weekend. And it's, you know, an opportunity for those of us that, you know, preach to the product, had the opportunity to get face-to-face with different dealers. And talk about different things. Also do a little bit of fishing too. So we were in Sparta, Tennessee this for this. That's where the Jackson factory is, excuse me. Sorry, it's been a long day. And yeah, it was a great time. Got out there Thursday, the week prior, and you know, helped do everything from sweeping floors to assembling boats. It was a great time for everyone involved. We did a little bit of fishing, got my first muskie. Now, for y'all who don't know, muskie are some crazy, crazy fish. For a fish, a predator like that, they are extremely fragile. More so than I could say other species, and that's surprising, really, because I've dealt with some very finicky species, i.e. sharks. Some shark species can be very finicky. You know, just insane how easily they can go from being okay to just belly up. So I'm hoping to have Corey Allen or this cat, Jace, Jace Bolden. Do you ever get a chance? People out here freaking their minds out. Jace Bolden, great guy. About as redneck as you can get. Jackson has a new superficial. It's a stand-up paddleboard built for fishing. I can really see this doing well in Florida, up here in Virginia, stuff like that. It's an excellent boat. But anyway, he went ahead and used one of the R&D demos and put a three-horse motor on the back. And he was the river skimmer, shooting around like a banshee. It was pretty cool. So, yeah, I mean, fishing the river in central Tennessee for smallmouth and muskie and, you know, seeing a lot of muskies, which was very cool. Caught my first. Very decent fish, about 36 inches. Unfortunately, it didn't survive, but it did not go to waste. Not my favorite fish to eat, but was definitely a treat nonetheless. We also debuted the Illuminati series, or the GLO series, the GLOW series from Jackson Kayaks. If you're interested in learning more about the Illuminati or GLO series, please go to jacksonkayak.com. It's posted everywhere. Yak Angler has a thing about them. Very cool. Also, on the Jackson website is, you know, a video on the master boat builders. And Jackson is one of the very few companies that has a master boat building policy. Basically, what they do is they get an employee, and they basically teach them how to become a boat builder. Everything from molding to finishing, you know, to rigging, which makes, you know, Jackson Kayaks very awesome in that sense, that your boat is made by one person, you know, one molder, one rigger, and then your 2C guy, Brian, at Jackson, who inspects every last one of them by hand, touches them up, and then puts them out. And Jackson Kayak has such a strict policy on their boats. You know, I mean, all the way down from, you know, when they come out of the molds, they use an ultrasound machine to make sure the plastic is thick enough, all the way down to, you know, caring for the boats. Make sure they don't warp when they come out of the molds and all through the process. I can't say enough about those folks. Everything's made in the USA. They do have to import, though, from Kentucky, North Carolina, South Carolina, stuff like that. but nothing's made overseas. So that's a huge bonus for made in the USA. 1,000% made in the USA. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. So, again, for more information, go to jacksonkayak.com or go to yakangler.com and ask the questions to the staff members that are there. Myself, Griffish Chuck, Greg Chris, are all on the Jackson kayak fishing team, so we know a lot about the boats and are more than willing to explain more about them. Let's see here. Can't think of anything else about that factory tour. Jackson's are heavy ass kayaks. All right. But yeah. Great company, and they're absolute privilege. Hang on. There we go. I had a gentleman in the chat room not behaving himself. But, yeah, can't say enough about the company. They're in partnership with Kokatat, Sperry. Oh, those Sperrys. Sperry came out with the new Sonar series of shoe. They got a one that's really going to be awesome, and can't say enough about that. Let's see here. It's a short show. I'm actually planning on driving tonight up to Long Island to help with some cleanup. I still have some family up there. So my head's not in it, and I do apologize. But again, you know, let's keep all those people in our prayers, and hopefully we can catch them you know, next week, hopefully with the power on for them, and get some one-on-one on what's going on up there. See here. Fishing forecast. There we go. Well, not really sure what's going on up north, but down here, things that we can expect to see. The trout bite's going to be really picking up. We had Irene, I think, last year, pushing real close, and it really turned on the bite. And then you know, we'd also brought down a bunch of cold water, which kind of kicked off some of the stripers, but not like we would have liked to. We had a 10-degree shift, or excuse me, 6-degree shift from last Thursday for when she was, Sandy was, you know, pushing in till now. It was 64 degrees, and now it's down to 58. So we had a, you know, good push of cold air. It should be bringing a lot of those fish south. And I actually think that, you know, they're going to be a little early this year if these water temps stay the way they are or keep dropping. We're looking for that happy 51 degree. A happy 51 degree shift, which will make things very comfortable for those big stripers. And, yeah, should be great. Do apologize again for being kind of scatterbrained, but again, I'm about ready to take off here. So it was a nice short show. I do apologize for last week, but it'll be interesting. All right. Because I do have to get on the road. Just a quick show. A shout out to everyone. But with that, I will catch everyone next week. Again, I can't thank everyone for, you know, tuning in and enjoying the show. Again, this is a short show because I do have to drive 12 hours tonight. So with that, I'd like to thank Jackson Kayak, YakAngler.com, Mustad, and everyone that makes Kayak Fishing Radio the way it is. Tune in tomorrow night with Chip Gibson. I'll be calling in live from Long Island if I have enough battery left on my phone to talk about what I'm seeing up there, if I can get there. So, with that, tight lines, stay safe, always wear your PFD, and take good fishing. Good night, folks.